Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this time I'll actually record it. So I had a really good version of this, and DP even showed up during it, and it was pretty cool, and I didn't even hit the record button. So now I gotta redo the whole thing. But, hey, I promised I'd give you Lust Academy, you're getting Lust Academy. I don't care that it's 3:30 in the morning, and I gotta go to bed, but we're gonna do this. So let's get started. Touching Lily. I bet no one's ever stroked your smooth skin like that before. Are you ready, Lily? I'm starting. Grim, what are you doing? Should I stop? No. I can't hear you. Don't stop, good girl. What sorcery in his touch, rather? I can't control myself. And we got some angles, guys. Look at that. But I can control you with every move I make. I can feel you melting with every kiss and every touch. And now... Grim, I'm not sure. Maybe it's too far. Trust me, Lily. I'll stop as soon as you say so. Okay, let me see if my fingers remember. Oh, that tickles. Am I so... But it feels so good. Yes, that's it. Do you like everything? Yes. Oh, yes. Good girl. There we are. Yes. More. Yes. Yes. I think we're getting to the main thing. You're trembling with excitement. It's time to give you real pleasure. I'm gonna go deeper. Wait. I'm not ready. Come on, you're almost at the finish line. You promised we'd stop when I asked. You're right. I can't stop shaking. Grim, what have you done to me? Nothing that dishonors you. See, I don't like that. I would say nothing you should be ashamed of would be better. I thought. It's nothing. Although if you've never kissed before, it must be the first time you've been fingered. Well, I've touched myself there, but not how you do it. You're better. I don't even know how that works. This guy, like, has no experience with women, and now all of a sudden he's like a Don Juan. I'm flattered. Do you have any idea how highly you rated me? You too. That's our combined score. Ha ha ha. Let's discuss what's next, shall we? I think that's enough excitement for today. Let's discuss everything, including the House Point plan, some other time. You're probably right. Let's do that. I have a lot on my mind, so I think you'll sleep like a baby. I could fall asleep here. I don't know if Elijah would be thrilled if you came by in the morning. I'm kidding. I'm gonna run. I'll see you in a bit. Now when I know Katrina's lurking in my head, I can't cope with anxiety. That's not how you say that. It should be, now that I know Katrina's lurking in my head, I can't cope with the anxiety. Good thing she didn't attack me tonight, but I don't feel safe when I'm asleep. I should probably get up and head out to Victoria's class. Well, I'm here, but there's still some time before the lesson begins. What do I do? Maybe some practice? Nah. I better chat with Haley. Maybe she found out something about that E. Bloom. Hi, Haley. Yo, Grim, good to see you.
Hey, yo, what's up, bruh?
So, did you get anything? Yeah, but I had to bend the school rules a little bit. I'm not proud of it. Haley was so concerned about her reputation, and now she's risking it. Apparently the spirit of an adventurer is stronger than that of a crammer. Haley broke the rules? Sure, the world hasn't gone crazy? Hey, keep your voice down. I don't want anyone to hear you. Besides, you can hear everything in this room. Choshi would probably tell everyone if you found out. You're right. So maybe we should talk somewhere quieter. That's a great idea. Let's go. There's probably a secluded spot in the courtyard. If we hurry, I can even make it back to class in time. After you, madam. You're so sophisticated, Monsieur Grimm. Let's go to the courtyard. Where can you and I sit so we can talk more comfortably? Let's see. Look, what a luck. It should be wet luck. What? The fountain is empty. Shall we take a seat? Sure. It's great here, especially when it's not as crowded as usual. It is. This place makes me feel so peaceful. I don't know why, but I feel like I could spend the whole day like this. Would you? What got into her? She was in such a hurry to talk about the textbook, and now? Or was it just an excuse to get out here together? Alright, I'll risk it. I have to make the first move. Grim, should I stop? Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. No, what are you saying? No, don't take it away. I didn't say I don't like it. It's just so sudden. I'm sorry, I'm being weird about it, aren't I? I'm not very experienced with these things. Haley, baby, don't worry about it. You're being great. You really think so? I wouldn't keep going otherwise. I don't know what to do, Grim. I've never had time to have a relationship. Before you, I never flirted with anyone. Are you kidding? No, I never thought of that. I thought you were really good at flirting. I've done my homework by studying the theory. Nerds know how to ruin the romance of any dialogue. I know what you need right now. What? What a reckless thing to do. But her lips are so soft, I don't care, like every woman in AVN games. Mm-hmm. She's clearly surprised, but she's in no hurry to stop the kiss. You know, they never say her lips are hard as rocks. Oh, she seems to like it. Now I agree, I could spend the whole day here too. She has such pretty eyes. Haley, I have to say, you're too good a kisser. Was it your first time too? Hee-hee, yes, it was my first kiss. Tee-hee. Lord, not how I imagined it. How much worse was it than you imagined? Better. Oh, of course. Better? Did she really say better? Better than she imagined? I'm still on a roll. I'm flattered. I think I've already squeezed all the romance resource out of Haley's benda. We need to change the subject before we get to the practice of other theories. I think we should discuss the book. Did you discover something? Right, I was just starting to tell you about it. It wasn't that simple. All info on E. Bloom and H. Gross has been blacked out and removed from the record books. There are no photos of them in albums, no documents in the archives, nothing. It can't be. They definitely existed, didn't they? You saw Elijah's reaction? Yeah, I did. Then what's the plan? I'm pretty sure there's a hidden archive in the library. I'm sure we'll find the information we need there. What makes you think that? One of the shelves feels a little drafty. Emily came out of nowhere one day behind me. Right next to that rack. Wow, who knew you could learn so much from hanging out in the library? Anyway, I think Emily suspects that I know something. She's too careful around me. So what do you suggest? I hope you like to read. What? You spent a day in the library. Oh, to keep an eye on her? Exactly. We have to figure out how to get into the secret archives. Hopefully we'll find something there. I'm sure we'll find something. That's a great idea. You're good. Really? Of course it is. Then find out how to get in the archives and tell me. I'll meet you afterwards in my room. Okay. Okay, time to get back to class. Bye. Lucky you. Going to study some awesome spell while I'm, apparently going to sit in the library all day long. Or maybe I'll get lucky and this won't take that much time. Come to think of it, I may still be in time for Victoria's second lesson. And of course, Emily's gonna wonder what the fuck's going on. I need to think of a reason why I'll be sitting here. Hello, I need to prepare a report on the fundamentals of magic. Sounds interesting. And how can I help you? Ooh. Don't you have any books on the methodology for creating a fireball? Just a minute. Judging by my notes on Pascal Lovegood's Let the Sphere Burn, there's plenty of information here. I think you're good with it. That's great. Thank you very much. Anything else? Can I sit here and study? Sure, this old reading room is for students. Took another weightier book to make to look more dedicated. Now it sure looks like I'm serious about studying. Okay, I took my seat. Haley says she felt something wrong from here. My job is to pretend I'm studying and figure out where the secret room in the library is hidden. That's quite a view from up there. I hope Emily can't see me staring at her weirdly. Sure, she's not stupid. Although I can always say I was admiring her legs. It's been hours. My neck is stiff. My arms are tired from holding a book like this. Wait, is she gonna do something? What are you up to, Emily? It's like she's looking for something. Maybe something fell down? I'd help, but it would give away that I was watching her. Ah, that's it. Your pen fell off the table. She did that on purpose. And that's the most interesting thing that's happened to you all day. Emily, was our little genius Haley mistaken? And there's no secret room? Can't say my day is wasted, though. How did Emily, with her looks, become a librarian? Sometimes you can't take your eyes off her. It's getting harder and harder to stay here every hour. I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I have to pee. Wait a minute, is she looking in my direction? She's definitely interested in me. Damn, if she finds out I'm watching her. Reading a book, what an interesting book, pretending to read a book. Don't look here, don't look here. Let's take a glance. Where is she? Where'd she go? Whoa, it feels like she's vanished. I guess there's no point in continuing to sit here. If she did find a moment to sneak into the room, I don't think she'll come out while I'm sitting here. I'll pretend to leave. I'll turn in my books like I'm done, and I'll go. What the? I think that glow is coming from the second floor. We have to hide somewhere and trace exactly where it's coming from. The shelf behind her back seems to have turned into a portal. What is stored there? And how to get there? Shit, she's coming this way. It would be better if you say, how do I get there? I hope she won't look under the stairs. Emily's holding some suspicious coins. Maybe they have something to do with the secret room. In any case, I can't find out now. I think she keeps them on her desk. All I have to do is get to it while she's not looking. I'm sure Haley will have a better plan. All that's left is to get out of here. She's not stupid, dude. And tell her everything I've learned. Please don't turn around. I think I can do it. Well, I actually did it. I'm the champion of sneaking around the library.
You think so?
I hope it was all worth it. I should get back to class if I want to make it in time for Victoria's second lesson. After that, I'll tell Haley what I've found. Today's lesson is about the concussion bowl, better known among students as Rictus Sempra. It's the enhanced version of the usual combat bowl. It's where that can temporarily stun your target. Believe me, this small trick can bewilder even the most powerful mage. It sounds like something that can come in handy. In order to create Rictus Sempra, you need to imagine Whirlwind while whispering the spell itself. Miss Lapice, yes, Gabriella? I was wondering, if this bolt causes concussions, is it safe to use in duels? Good question. Considering your powers and medical treatment we can provide, I can assure you that it's 100% safe for you to use anything we learned here in the duels. Thank you. Alright, class, open page 82. Let's take a look at situations where Rictus Sempra is recommended for use. Fighting giant acid-spitting spiders? Are there things like that? The world is a wonderful place, isn't it? Wonderful is spelled totally wrong. Except giant spiders, are there any situations that require loud vocalizing? No, I'm sorry. Good, now it's time to talk about the history of Rictus Sempra. In other words, it's time for me to take a nap. That's it for today. Good luck, everyone. Did I really fall asleep listening to a lecture about Rictus Sempra history? Shit, it looks like Haley's already left for potion brewing, but isn't that her there? I need to hurry up if I want to catch her before Sabrina's lesson begins. I'm sure Haley will be glad to see that she was right about the secret room. I know she likes solving mysteries. There she is! Yeah, that was her. It looks like I'm just in time to steal her before Sabrina begins. Haley, hi there. Hi, Grim. So did you find out anything? Yeah, I think I got a lead. That's great. I knew I could count on you. What'd you find out? I followed Emily closely, but at one point I got distracted and she disappeared. And when I hid, she appeared out of nowhere. I saw a glow from the second floor. That's interesting. Anything else? I think she had some strange coins in her hand when she came back. Could they have something to do with this? Good point. Where does she keep them? Right on her desk. That's great. I think I have a plan. We should go to the library together. You distract her while I study the coins. How am I supposed to do that? Don't worry, leave it to me. Just play along. Let's give it a try. I'm sure there's no flaw in your plan. Don't be sarcastic, Mr. Miss Ranger, Mr. Grimm. How nice to see young people interested in books. What can I do for you? I'm doing a project on the history of the Academy. I'm interested in the background of the founding. I need historical references about the Academy of Alchemy in Cordoba. I also need documents on the founding of Dale in Cordoba, a biography of Leona Leonhardt, as well as the three other founders. Oh, and also a book by Corvinus Trismegister, The Foundation with Four Cracks. Oh, wow, you have some pretty thorough queries, miss. It's going to take me a while to get all those books and someone's help. I'm happy to help you, Emily. I insist. I'm here to help you and Haley carry the heavy books. Well, I'd be happy to have your help if you'll follow me. Miss Ranger, are you coming? You know what? I'm gonna wait here. I have to take this text. I'll catch up with you. So far, so good. Emily's busy looking for the right books while Haley studies the coins. Hopefully she can solve their mystery. The founder's biographies are on the high shelf. Stand nearby just in case and hold the ladder. Of course. Hold it tight. Great job for me. I was willing to lend a single woman a helping hand. Especially since while she's there, she's obviously not watching Haley. Done. Hold on tight. I'm coming down. Don't worry, you're in good hands. I do feel very safe with you, Grim. Oh, she does she? The rest of the books are on the second floor. Follow me. I'm right behind you. Miss Ranger, are you coming? Yes, of course. Sorry, I was thinking about my text. You know how it is, don't you? No, but I suppose I could imagine. Come quickly, I don't have all day for you. And where is that stupid Trismegister book? Hey, Grim, psst. What? Where did you see that glow from? I don't remember exactly. I think it came from somewhere over there. Okay, I'll check it out. Be careful. Can you help me, Grim? I need to get a book off the high shelf. Right away. Right away? Are you mocking me? I'm just admiring the way you happily wag your tail at her. Are you jealous, Haley? Hey, I'm just distracting her. Nothing more. Whatever. I was just kidding. Where are you, Grim? I'm on my way. We'll talk about this later. Haley seems to have found something. She's studying that statue very closely. I can't wait to find out the answer. What are you taking pictures of there, Miss Granger? Miss Ranger, rather. Damn, I was so caught up in Haley that I took my eyes off Amelie. Are we open? What am I taking a picture of? Oh, well, myself. Selfies. Selfies, you say? Let me see. I can't. Why not? I didn't like it, so I deleted it. That's how it is. Then show me the last picture you took. Here it is. Check it out. Oh, no. Now she's going to see the pictures that Haley took. And we're screwed. Okay, Miss Ranger. Sorry about the precautions. As curator of the library, it's my responsibility to double-check everything. I found all the books you need. I don't understand. How did Haley do that? Does she have some kind of technology? Thank you very much. Grim will help me get them to you. Come on, Grim. Goodbye, Miss Amelie. Thank you. Goodbye, and thank you for your help. And thank you. I'll see you later. That was incredible, Haley. How did you manage not to get... How did you manage not to get caught? What? I just deleted all the photos before I gave her the phone. That's clever, but how do we solve the mystery of the library now? Don't worry, I have everything saved. And you're mine? And a folder on my phone. Ha ha ha, really? So simple and so genius. I never would have thought of that. So what's our next plan? The coins in that statue have similar symbols, but I don't recognize them. I need time to do my research. I'll call you when I know something. Alright, I'll talk to you soon. Good luck. Wait, what are we going to do with all this junk you asked for? It's not junk, I'm really doing research. Just leave it here, I'll go to class and come back for them. Listen, can I borrow something to read? Read? That doesn't sound like you. Don't underestimate me, baby, I'm a real book guy. You know how to get a girl interested in... Oh, alright. Here you go, a book of magic tips for every day. Victoria gave it to me. Sounds interesting. Thank you. Okay, I have to get to class, I'll see you later. Okay, bye. I'm sure Haley will crack this riddle in no time. In the meantime, I think I need to check out how Lily's doing. After all, I haven't heard from her after what happened in my room. Strange, she usually hangs out here with Naomi. Maybe she's still at Sabrina's class. Bingo! Here she is. Hi there, beautiful. Hello! What are you doing, getting ready for class? Yeah, kind of. Miss Spellman asked me to help harvest herbs for potions. We're going to the Forbidden Magical Forest. I'm so excited. She'll have to spend all day in the woods feeding mosquitoes. I don't know what you're so excited about. Isn't it dangerous? With Miss Spellman? Of course not. I'm sure it would help enhance Leonhardt's reputation. There she goes again. So that's your motive, I see. Oh, I'm so rude. Do you want to join us? I don't think I have anything else planned for today. Yeah, why not? Really? That's great. I'm so excited. I just have to ask Miss Spellman. Ask me what? Can Grim come pick up the ingredients with us? So that's what? I didn't know you were interested in herbalism, Grim. Hee-hee, I'm still searching for my calling. Well, I don't mind. The more hands, the more ingredients. Hooray! Let's not waste any time. Follow me, guys. Come on, Grim. I thought the woods were closer to the academy. I'm already a little tired, even in sneakers. I wonder if Sabrina and Lily are comfortable walking in those high-heeled shoes. Should be high-heeled shoes. You know what? 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 I have an idea. Since we have extra hands, we can do something more efficient with you. Oh, can we now? If we split up now, I'll gather the blood blossom. And the two of you will gather the dragon berries. Sounds simple. Here, Grim, take this. What's this? It's a magic compass. It's very easy to get lost in a magical forest. And this compass will always show you the safe way. Follow its pointers and pick berries. And vibrate slightly. Is that supposed to be like that? Yes, it's living magic. Don't worry, Miss Spellman. Everything's going to be just fine. Good luck, guys. Let's see where this thing takes us. The terrain seems to be starting to change a bit. Oh, Lily, look, they're berries. I'll get them now. Lily's picking berries so diligently, one might envy her dedication. There don't seem to be any more here. Let's look for more. The compass is pointing that way. Let's go. Okay. Oh, look at those flowers. I thought we were only picking berries. Oh, well. Excuse me. I thought we were only picking berries. Oh, well. I think she knows better. Let's keep going. All right, baby. Let's see where the compass is pointing. I think we need to go further. Oh, shit. Grim, are you all right? I am. But look at the compass. Ah. Grim, what are we going to do? Without the compass, we don't know where to go. Wait a minute. I need to think. There's got to be a way out of these woods, right? I guess. I know. Let's trace our footsteps back. I don't know. Are you sure we're going to remember how we got here? Totally. Not really. What's she so worried about? What can happen in these woods? Whoa. Wow. What is this wonderful place? I have no idea. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. It's true. But the place makes me feel uncomfortable. Have you ever seen something so beautiful? Shall we go closer? Lily, wait. I don't think it's a good idea to go there. It's definitely not that way. Come on, look how beautiful it is. Why would you want to go back to the boring woods? I don't think we'll remember the way back. It's best to wait for help. So why not in a place like this? All right, maybe you're right. You'll see I'm right. Oh man, famous last words, right? This is so unusual. Where did that light come from? It's like some kind of magic. Do you think someone lives here? If so, it doesn't look like he's home. I'm just now realizing how tired I am. Is Lily tired too? Sorry. Never mind. I think your yawn made me yawn too. Hee hee hee. You're cute. Strange, are we both tired by the road? Alright, stop it. Stop mocking me. I was not mocking you, I swear. Grim, I think something's wrong. We yawn too much. Look. What the fuck? Do you think they all got suddenly sleepy too? We should get out of here anyway. What do you think, Lily? Lily? Lily, what are you doing? Are you crazy? I just sat down for a second to rest. Try it. It's so soft. It's soft. You're right. I could fall asleep here. No, no, wait. What am I talking about? Get up, do you hear me? Grim, we can't sleep. We have to think of something. Oh, what? Yes, right. Lily, what is it that keeps you up all night? Any ideas? Well, actually, there's one. But our lives depend on it. After that time in your room, I couldn't sleep all night. My heart was beating like crazy. What about you? I know, we could have... Lily. That way, we both have to stay awake. Important thing is not to fall asleep after sex. So, what do you say? Lily, I like you. I like you too, Grim. I dreamed we were doing this. So how was I in your dream? Passionate. Tender. Mine. Lily. Her lips, soft as two pillows. Let's pick a spot away from the pile of corpses if you don't mind. Yes, of course. Anything you want. Mm-hmm. I think she's not so sleepy anymore. I know it will wake her up even more. The fabric prevents me from feeling the magnificence of your tits. Do you like it when I squeeze your breasts? Oh, yes. Then let's get rid of your top. Okay. Do everything you've dreamed of doing with me. That's a whole other thing. What a view. Grim. Our breasts are so firm and neat. Oh. Look, Grim, that's not good. What happened? Did I do something wrong? No, it's not that. It's just that you should take your clothes off, too. If you want to play like a grown-up. You don't have to ask me twice, beautiful. Well, then, I'll get rid of the extra stuff, too. And she's serious. What a figure. Lily, you're incredibly beautiful. Why did you leave your panties on? What are you here for? Or do I have to do everything myself? Well, fair enough. You'll have to do better than that. Just be gentle. I promise. What a cute little butt. I want to touch it. Oh, yes. What soft skin and so firm. This is what I call a real stress relief toy. Ah, I already forgot about our misfortunes. Honey, I'm going to sleep. Do something. Oh, sure. Sorry. Let's get rid of the cloth. That's better. Though much is still hidden from me. Lily, yes? Could you arch your back a little bit, baby? Sure, let me get comfy. So what then? How? How? Yeah, how do you want to do it? Let's see. That pie looks too yummy. I just have to try it. I want to kiss you there. Ah, Grim! I can feel her trembling with pleasure. This is incredible. I've never felt like this. How her moans turn me on. Yes, oh. Okay, we can... Hold on. There we go. Yeah, we can zoom in. Lily, I want to see you. See you enjoying yourself. Let me see your face. Grim, I want to see your face too. Like this? It's perfect. Yes. Oh. Ah. This is definitely a pleasure she hasn't experienced before. Grim. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Go on. Oh, Lily. There we go. Grim, hold on a second. Yes, baby? Can't do this anymore. Tired of wanting you. Fuck me right here and now. Fuck me so hard I can't stand. You don't have to ask for this twice. Should say, you don't have to ask me twice. Classic or anal? Let's go with classic. Alright, Lily, you asked for it. You're about to find out what I'm really good at. Grim, start gently. Sure, baby. I know how to handle the ladies, Lily. Don't worry. Ah, there you go. Go on. Ah. Ah, yes, oh yes, she says. Lily, baby, arch your back. Okay, sure. There you go. Yeah. Oh. Ah. Do you like the way I enter inside you? I do not like the way that is written. Yes. Oh, yes, more. There we go. That's what you were looking for. Yep, up close and personal. Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay, I got something, baby. Yeah, oh, what? Oh, I want to change positions. Change positions? I had no idea you were such a naughty boy, Grim. What's wrong with that? I don't want to look at that thing's ass. It's a 90-year-old woman. I want to look into your eyes. You're right, Grim. I want to see your face as you enter me. Come here, baby. Let's melt into ecstasy. Come to me. Come to Butthead. What the? Did you hear that? Some kind of a weird glowing mushroom. It doesn't seem to have been here before. Was it just me or was it moving? What kind of mushroom? Ah, Grim, come here. But you're right. I'm sorry, baby. I got distracted. Ah, but now I'm all yours. Yeah. Oh. Ah. Oh, yes. More. She keeps getting the shivers. I wonder how many times she come. She come? I wonder how many times she come. It's not how that's supposed to be written. Yeah. It should be Kane, by the way. She's so tight inside, it's hard for me to get a full on. Full on what? Ah. But that seems to be enough for her. Ah, more, she says. In the midnight hour. There we go. Do you like everything, baby? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I'm ready to try something else. Get on your knees. Grass is so soft. Join me. 1 second. Let me enjoy the view. Where are you? I'm here. Ah, fuck me already. Like that? Yes. Oh. Let's change something. Oh, what the? That's better. Oh, wow. Ah, just like you asked for, beautiful. So you can't walk. Oh yes, oh yes. That's not a good thing. Yeah, she's really enjoying it, folks. Oh yeah, got some angles. Okay. Here we go. Yep. Willie, I think I'm gonna come. Hey, you're not gonna come inside me, are you? Don't you dare. Oh, yes. Ah, this pullout game was strong. I can't believe how much of her there is. What? That's not right. There's more. Oh, yes. And more? Unbelievable. Lily, you were incredible. Grim, that was something. I've never felt like that before. Thank you, Grim. I didn't expect this from you. I didn't expect it from myself. But you brought out the beast in me. Baby, come here. Grim. We should go before we fall asleep. You're right. Come on, Lily, we should get out of here. I know. You think it's easy to put a bra on that fast? I don't know. You took it off pretty fast. Grim, I'm sleepy. I know, hang in there. You're gonna be carrying her in a minute, man. Damn, my eyelids are getting heavier. I don't know if I can make it. We have to stay strong. Lily, I think I found a way out. Lily, where are you? Not again. What the hell? Lily, get away from the mushroom. It's dangerous. Oh, Grim, it's so cozy in here. Come here. What? What the hell? Am I dreaming or am I hallucinating? What does she want from me? Don't be afraid. I am a friend. Come to me. Where am I? Sabrina? What's happening? I can't see. I can't lift my eyelids. Where am I? How beautiful. I think I survived. What's that over there? Lily? I'm so glad she's all right. Well, I'll go find out what happened and how she's doing. Hi. Grim, you're awake. I was worried. The forest sucked a lot of energy out of you. Well, at least I got a good night's sleep. Fool. Miss Spellman was worried, too. She went to pick right night flowers. Did she swear a lot? I wouldn't say. She's more worried than angry. You said the forest sucked the energy out of me? How's that? The mushroom forest we're in is a predator. How so? It's like one big trap. The whole forest? Mushrooms release dormant spores and then slowly devour the sleeping victims with their mycelium. What an abomination. I wonder if she's seen those mushroom girls. Listen, did you see? It seems you've already told her Sleeping Beauty about all the interesting stuff, Lily. How are you feeling, Grim? I'm fine, I guess. Miss Spellman, I'm so sorry about what happened. I broke your compass and we let you down. I'm glad you understand the gravity of your transgression. But the important thing is that you are both safe and sound. She's too kind to us. I never knew such caring people. Well, I see you've had your rest. I'm ready. Me too. That's great, because I wasn't planning on spending the night in the woods. Let's go home. Home sweet home. At last I can go to bed and not be afraid of being sucked dry by a mushroom. Don't remind me. Listen, Lily. About what happened in the woods. I don't want to talk about it. Wait, Lily. I don't want to talk. Then what is it? Just this. A Grim. I have to go. Good night, Lily. Okay. And that's it. That's all we're gonna do. So you didn't just get Lily on the bed, you got the whole damn thing. You got a whole session with Lily. We gave you plenty of Lily. And some interesting stuff about the mushroom forest as well. I mean, there's so many secrets in this world. We don't know what is out there. So let's continue this journey, because this is one heck of a game, isn't it? At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out with Lust Academy, and we'll see you next time for more.